Say Sariputta was a wisdom being, analytical. You read his discourses, and it's just like, you know, sort of like hearing a symphony orchestra, or like a you know, going through the different movements of the symphony, just leading it. Everything goes on very orderly, very long. It's just analytical, progressive. And, Mahamoggallana, there's not even that many discourses, Mahamoggallana, but he was considered the foremost in, say, in psychic powers. And he was able to help beings in different ways. Ananda was, actually he was foremost in several things, loving kindness, but also mindfulness. In terms of his ability to be mindful and recollect, because another word for mindfulness is recollection. And so to be able to recollect, actually remember everything. It was Ananda who recited the discourses after the Buddha's passing, because he could actually remember them. Remember the teachings, remember the setting. And, you know, I find that amazing, especially, say, Ananda reciting, because he was actually very close to the Buddha in age. He wasn't that much younger. And, you know, so the Buddha passed away at 80, then they had the council where they recited, pulled together. So he'd certainly be in his 70s, mid-70s. And I know what my memory's like now. It's you're not going to get much out of me for Sangha Council. Ananda had this incredible quality of mindfulness. So there's characteristics and dependent on the, say, the barami that one is. Barami's a balance of barami's, the different aspects of the barami's that one has created. So that